attainment on the field of healing. This subject is so vast that I have given last year, systematically, week after week, dealing with physical disease, emotional disease, mental disease, spiritual disease, evil disease, and karmic disease imposed upon us from previous incarnations, as such as cancer. We find top vegetarian who die of cancer. Our great guru explained that once you have, now don't repeat that to those who have cancer, please. When you have dragged your feet long enough away from God, finally, as a karmic accelerator, cancer comes into your life so that you can destroy the karmic bill of many incarnations to come in one single lifetime. Therefore, even cancer is a blessing in disguise. You can be in top physical shape, you can run, jog, do everything, nutrition, everything else, and you can die of cancer just the same because of previous incarnation contribution. So the conclusion of these various studies was that nearly all disease were psychosomatic or thought-induced. As our Vice President, Mary Mata, our great saint of self-realization, said, the time will come where psychiatrists and psychologists will gradually take the place of doctors. Because once you begin to understand that they are psychosomatic thoughts influenced by the subconscious mind-filled memory and by the innumerable flows of panic currents in our 30,000 billion cells batteries, as you have in the Grand Canyon, you have the Colorado River bringing all kind of currents into this river. When you begin to have inharmonious flow, you begin to have scoliosis of the spine. And most of us have deformed spine. That's why we have millions of people going to chiropractor and osteopath. We have legs shorter than the other. We have troubles with our hips because the currents of energy are not flowing properly in our body. And as they move in a certain way, they begin to distort the proper equilibrium of your inner structural body, affecting in every level. So, I must say, unless one goes to the root cause of the disease itself, we cannot prevent its recurrence. Therefore, the Master tells us that what we need is a mind so attuned with the superconscious of the soul that it will transmit its boundless energy into the body cells and not only reprogram our cells, but will change the very chemicalization of our cells and gradually will destroy the blueprints of disease which are locked up as memory bank in a subconscious computer, a subconscious mind. Now, let me reveal to you a side which the science of our days, the medical science, has not acknowledged. Evil disease. That will give you an idea, since most of the disease are thoughts and use. What is a thought? A thought is a portion of consciousness, a tube, through which positive, neutral, or negative energy are flowing. Therefore, the number one responsible for disease of mankind is television. You are being unaware of the fantastic programming which takes place in your body cell structure, in triggering from your subconscious mind past memories of tendencies of violence. How can any human being enjoy murders? The movies we have, how can you? You have to be sick. You really have to be sick. When we see Hitchcock, that man Hitchcock, I'd like to see where that man is now. Oh, but he was a great artist. He was a great man. Why? Murder is an art. Killing people is an art. So the idea is that you do not know that the moment you begin to watch movies like that, you become receptive and open the entry to evil forces into you. The proof is right there. In the Bible, Luke 4, 38, 39. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife, mother, was taken with a great fever. And they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever. And he left her, and immediately she arose and ministered into them. to that woman who had a tremendous fever, and Jesus came and took it away from her. Now listen to the translation of Paramahansa Yogananda from his cosmic consciousness. Jesus rebuking the fever shows that sickness results from improper operation of the conscious life forces that govern the body, and also from evil forces that consciously allow disease to spread in the body. Some diseases are effects brought about by physical transgressions against the laws of health. Disease germs are also created by an evil force that try to destroy the beautiful creation of God, the human body. When the action of an individual becomes very bad, they generate inharmonious vibration that attracts disease germs, the agency of evil. Now, you may live a very good spiritual life, but within your subconscious mind are ticking bombs. You do not want to re-energize those evil tendencies in you. Therefore, when the Master says stronger than willpower is the company you are with, he meant mostly the mental company you entertain with your own thoughts and feelings. Jesus could see the evil force that was responsible for the introduction of fever into the bodies of Simon's mothers-in-law. His rebuke sent it away and restored the harmony of health. Jesus commanded the predominating evil force to depart from the body of the stricken woman, thus permitting conscious astral forces that govern normal health to reassert themselves. Our health is not only biological, but is controlled by cosmic engineers, cosmic designers, or astral forces, which polish the body cells. See, we are utterly ignorant of how we function. We have a car, we don't have the most remote idea it works. Therefore, all disease germs have a dormant intelligence and are directed by the misguided Archangel Satan. Now, Paramahansa Yogananda extremely rarely used the word Satan. He used the word cosmic illusion, he used the word Maya, a cosmic dream, cosmic illusion, but here he used the word Satan. All evil has some intelligence, for it works itself into the minds of people through false reasoning. When you watch horror show, as somebody was saying to me, well, you know, I watch The Exorcist on television, but I burn a holy candle, so it protects me. Well, that's what you call a false reasoning. Vice takes the cloak of virtue and fools the gatekeeper of reason, and thus enter the forbidden sanctum of virtue. Fever is caused by the evil action of man, as well as by disease that is intelligently controlled by Satan. Whenever a person transgresses physically, mentally, or spiritually, a portal is open for a specific disease. That's why the Master says, specific disease enters specific part of the body because of specific thoughts, which make prostate problem a very embarrassing problem, isn't it? Because the Chinese call that the dark door. They know why we have problem there, because of the mind. Therefore, we all open portal to specific disease according to the nature of the transgression to enter the body. Jesus was aware of all the evil forces that create havoc in the bodies of human beings. He was able, through his all-powerful cosmic consciousness, to talk in the language of the fever and command to get out of the body of the stricken mother of Simon's wife. That is what is meant by Jesus rebuking the fever. Now, you may say, well, it would be simpler by using aspirin, but the idea is, you want to go to the very source of the disease. And I must say here further, all human beings do not do evil only through the influence of their prenatal and postnatal bad habits, but also because they are consciously pushed by the evil residing in their brain. The evil entity not only tempts the soul through its evil qualities, but also through its evil habits and tendencies. When the evil entity is dislodged from the brain by higher meditation and the help of the Guru, then a soul become really free. So you may follow every natural law, but what do you have in your brain which feed? If you love horror movie, now you can be certain it is not you who are enjoying those fear. as the entity in you who is feeding itself. Whatever evil quality you have, know that it has been implanted within yourself. You want a proof? I hope you read this. It's called Harmonizing Physical, Mental, and Spiritual, and here, Healing by God's Unlimited Energy. I tell you something very interesting which happened to me, but that's not a cold, I have something worse. The masters say, bad cold affect the whole body adversely, and even obstruct the mind so that you cannot think clearly. Cold are extremely disruptive to the yogi's meditation, preventing correct practice of pranayama technique. Therefore, Satan seems to delight in getting into the nose and throat area. Not just sugar, not just all the candies you are eating, but you are making it easy for him to enter into your brain. All those who need their voice, such as singers and lecturers, are usually susceptible to the throat trouble because they are more or less sensitive about the throat. And this mental fear makes it easy for Satan to establish himself there. Therefore, fear is a door through which the evil enters into you. And it's one of the eight minutes of the heart. You may say, well, Tuyana, you have no fear. Well, I still have problems with claustrophobia when I go on a plane. I still have a few things. They are still there. They are still lurking in the subconscious mind. So you have to understand that only after you have done every possible law, only when you are deeply communing with God, then you begin to dislodge those evil entities who feed on watching movies on rapes, on murders, on crime, violence, and so on. As long as you feel drawn to that kind of attainment, know that you are being manipulated by a force you have no control. Therefore, the idea is not to argue with anybody, but just withdraw from it. There are plenty of television you can watch, which is very good, like Channel 28. There are lots of magnificent programs, uplifting programs, or art channels. The television is not all bad if you are discriminative. But you begin to realize in life that if you want to gradually conquer yourself, you will have to go from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and once you are spiritual, then you can stand against the evil forces, not before, because in between they just laugh at you. They laugh at us, as I have seen it. So to be healthy, my dear, is not an easy thing. So now let us go. the Yamata told us one day, the higher civilization which are coming will look at us in total dissonance. They will not be able to understand how we, with such intelligence, we could have lived in such a barbarous way. That is why I don't have to try to convince you of the fact that every single human being on this planet, except the great saintly woman and great saintly man, have within themselves, that is in a subconscious mind, a library of active memory banks containing the vibratory latent impulse of self-destructive behavior accumulated and imprinted to the countless violent existence of our previous incarnation. An Earth history of the last 2400 years of absolute barbarous behavior known as Kali Yuga. 1200 years coming down, 1200 years going down, up. It ended in 1898. All of us, unless you were had the luck to be in a different solar system during that time, which I doubt very much because you would be with me now. So we are told that within ourselves are those tremendous tendencies of violence. It is why this 20th century, which I call the shock, universal shock treatment, as I already had two world wars. Nearly 100 million people have been killed, and we are ready for a third one, even more, with more devastating killing people. Therefore, if there is one thing we have to remove out of our consciousness, which creates so many diseases, is our love of violence. It is utterly impossible to become spiritual as long as there is any violence in us. So, the Master explained to us that here and there, a courageous soul will make an effort to deprogram themselves from all past influence stored in a subconscious mind by not energizing them by fresh, unwise, wrong actions. And you will learn today, according to the Paramahansa Yogananda, that through perseverance, the whole magic of success, perseverance, dynamic faith, and above all, the steady practice or specifically designed technique of meditation, one can reach the state of superior consciousness. Today my subject is dedicated to the attainment of that consciousness which will give us the total masteries of our life. The Master say here, first, let us study the first obstruction. He said the subconscious ID habits. All our habits consist of IDs and deal with thoughts. The subconscious ID habits of disease and health exert a strong influence. Stubborn mental or physical disease always have a deep root in the subconsciousness. Illness may be cured by pulling out its hidden roots. Now, how in the world are we going to pull those hidden roots from the subconscious mind? And the Master therefore said, that is why you must practice scientific healing affirmation, where you will develop psycho-immunity. You are going to develop such a kind of thoughts in that subconscious mind that you are automatically repulsed by anything which is violent, which is vile, which is foul, which is drag you down. It is not something you have to resist anymore, it's something you don't want anything to do with it. That's what I call today psycho-immunity. And he said, that is why all scientific healing affirmation of the conscious mind, not sublimation, I study sublimation too, but it cannot do the job. We say only the conscious mind should be impressive enough to permit the subconsciousness, which in turn automatically in turn influence the conscious mind. Strong conscious affirmation does react on the body, on the mind, and so the medium of the subconscious. So still stronger affirmation reach not only the subconsciousness, but also the superconscious mind, the magic storehouse of miraculous power. Only when this affirmation is said, beloved God, thy power is moving through me, I am well. When you begin to put your whole being like that, then in due time, maybe after 10 years, after 20 years, after 30 years of perseverance, one day you reach the superconscious mind, and then you have it made. There come all the power of the soul waiting to help you. But it's not Heavenly Father, that power is moving for me. I'm well, for the healing light is there. It's about the way the mind behaves. All of us, I think we should be born among the Marines. We should start to learn to move, to start to be disciplined people. One of the worst things a father can do is to refuse to discipline his children. My God, a father must be the example of the family so we can receive as children the inspiration from the father. I see it on the youth shortage, man. I don't care how sick you feel, how tired you feel. I had to climb up the mountain, man. I had to go to be adjusted after that when I went through with those kids. But I had to be there, and they even timed me how long it was going to take. They didn't care I was 59 years old, make no difference to them. You are preaching the truth, you are preaching strength, demonstrate strength. Therefore, what are you? You are all leaders of yourself. Then lead, that's what MacArthur said. If you are a leader, lead. And that's what you have to do with yourself. You have to become the leader of your own life because nobody's going to do it for yourself. So all the crowding worries, weeds of worries that infect the tract of the conscious mind burn into a blaze of bliss when they touch the fiery superconscious peace of meditation. Now each time you get the slight slowing down of the heart, when you are doing the Hong Su technique, you become calm, you feel that peace. Leave that peace on both lobes of the brain, mentally, not with the hand, and it will change the chemicalization of your cells and heal you. So he said, those seeds of evil tendencies which secrete themselves in the subconscious mind can be roasted during the contact with the conscious and subconscious mind with the superconsciousness of deep meditation. What he means there is the breathless state. Now here is the foundation of our vulnerability to disease. Evil and wrong thoughts are portals that open the entry of specific disease. When an individual administers the water of poisonous thoughts at the root of his tree of life, the brain, it produces fruits for evil sensations hanging from the branches of different nerves. Is when a person feeds his brain with evil thoughts, those thoughts create desire for evil sensation, which then generate inharmonious vibration that attracts magnetically disease germ, the agency of evil. Each thought of depression, irritability, fear or happiness, calmness, contentment or joy cut subtle groove in the brain cells. What does that mean? It means work on your DNA code and begin to bring a specific ribonucleic acid spreading into your 30,000 billion cells. When you feel depressed, what have you done to yourself? You have oozed out of your brain secreted specific chemical which poison your entire system. Or a shot of fear settled in your brain, your 30,000 billion cells are shot at the same time. In 1 second, your whole body experiences fear. So each thought of depression, irritability, fear, happiness, calmness, contentment cuts subtle groove in the brain cell and strengthen the tendency towards sickness or well-being. Therefore, mental cure is superior to all methods of physical cure. Remember that. By using the power of your mind is the superior of any method you can use. Because will, imagination, faith, and reason are states of consciousness that actually and directly act from within. They furnish the motive power that stimulates and directs the life energy to accomplish any definite task. Because everything is within you, therefore consciousness being one with it can work from within. We have to remember that plan of life corresponds to various levels of thoughts. Therefore, your television conditions your level of consciousness. Do I make sense? Say, I know, I work with it, I study it, I see everything, I learn from everything. I swear when our kids come with their shirt, with the heavy metal and all those things, I can understand them, we can understand them. First, you have to study the situation and see the negative and the positive. Therefore, plan of life corresponds to value levels of thoughts. Thought, conversely, is an indicator of the plan of consciousness in which one's mind dwells. Life unfolds its wealth according to the unveiling of higher states of consciousness. A higher life means a higher consciousness. Now, in order, the Master said, to go safely to this jungle of life, you must equip yourself with the proper weapon. You know, what's made, you realize that Japan is about the size of California, and yet so fierce were those people over there that they kept us going to war for about 4 years. The entire, it's like California declaring war to the rest of the United States. One nation were so powerful in dedication that they were able to fight. Why? They were courageous, they knew how to fight. And therefore, that's what we are weak. We become a peaceful people in the wrong way. We are unwilling to fight. I remember Musashi, my friend, who fought in Salerno. Both knees were shot. He was with the Nisei. 75% of the people were killed there. His entire battalion was wiped out. And I say, Musashi, what kind of men survived? He said, most of the guys who prayed, they died. Only those who became living tiger, who begin to fight for survival, made it. Therefore, he said to me, there is a lesson there. When you pray, pray, and when you fight, fight. And the tendency of spiritual people was to become so naive. Oh, it's so nice to see you. This is a war, my dear. It's a colossal war at all levels. It's what the Hindu knows it. They call that Kurukshetra, the battlefield of life, where ceaseless war rages between the mind and the soul for divine supremacy. And you and me are going to leave this world with our victories and our failures, and then we start all over again. Oh, you like your life? Nice world, isn't it? Huh? Nice place we landed. But I must say, the layman who does not know how to protect himself is soon killed. The wise person who is armed against all method of warfare, against disease, against destiny, against karma, against all evil thoughts and bad habits, become the victor of this great adventure which we call life. It requires carefulness in addition to adoption of certain methods by which we can overcome our enemies. And if there is one thing Paramahansa Yogananda brought to us, those are the methods. He says, spiritual affirmation remains the soul of what it already has and what it does not have because of forgetfulness. They are statements of truth and are very different from begging prayers. Beggars seldom get what they want from the Father, but a reformed son trying to remember that he is a son of God can by means of affirmation have anything to the power of application of the vibratory law. I told you, if you have any kind of financial difficulties, you take that affirmation, thou art my Father, success and joy, I am thy child, success and joy. All the wealth of the world and the riches of the universe belong to thee, my Father, but I am thy child. All the wealth of the world and the riches of the universe belong to me, all belong to me. I practice that affirmation constantly. I never miss anything. Everything I want, I can have it. Therefore, the Master says, if a person continuously thinks, lives, and dreams about morality, spirituality, and friendship, he can develop moral and spiritual magnetism. Habits of thoughts are mental magnets which draw to themselves specific objects relative to the kind and quality of their magnetism. One can develop cosmic magnetism by thinking of God and saintly people. How many saints do you see in television? One can develop cosmic magnetism by thinking of God and saintly people. Therefore, think what that means to you in your life. How many times have you read the Book of Saints? You read the life of saints? The right thoughts expressed in rightly uttered word will set up rhythmic etheric vibrations and initiate proper action in the individual who use the affirmation and in all the circumstances connected with successful attainment of the desired result. Spiritual affirmations are therefore statements of truth. For all conditions of disease, are but creation of the outer human self and forgetting of true sonship with God. With these, when this miscreation of the conscious mind and its imitator, the subconscious, are deprived of sustenance, given to them through thoughts and attention, they simply cease to exist. When a true balance and rhythm are established, God's light shine undimmed in the body temple, all see in deep repetition of an affirmation. The moment the phrase reaches superconsciousness and the inner conviction, a volley of energy will shoot down and vibrate and heal the diseased tissue of the body, mind, and soul, electrocuting physical bacteria, paralyzing fears, and burn away ignorance to ashes. So if you do not reprogram your mind by daily affirming, you will remain the same the rest of your life. The Master says, you are not made of flesh and bone, you are made of energy. Ha, tell me, how can energy be sick? You know how? Suppose there is a camera here, and there is a screen over there, and that film is the pictures of your body. So I put my finger in the front of the beam of light, and I begin to move a different place and obstruct different parts. We cannot see your feet, we cannot see your head on the screen anymore. That is exactly what we are doing. There is an endless beam shooting from all the chakras of the spine, structuring the body at all times. But we obstruct the flow of energy in ourselves by arcane of thoughts, an arcane of feelings, an arcane of actions. That's why he said, now he speaks of the energizing technique. Those great technique, now I'm making a very great, great effort to do them 3 times a day. Let me do that for 1 year and see what it does. I tell you, he say here, after years of deep study and observation of the function of the human body, now those are the words of Paramahansa Yogananda, I have found that it is entirely possible to attain growing health and strength simply by direct contact with cosmic energy. No matter how sick you are, you can still practice this exercise even lying in bed. You do it by willpower, by regulating the flows of energy by low, medium, and high tension. Now, there lies an extremely important point, because you have to build gradually. That when I watch people doing the energizing, you know, it has no meaning. It is this, tension, relaxation, tension, relaxation, tension, relaxation, tension, relaxation, tension, relaxation, tension, relaxation. That's quite different of doing it like that. And if you watch, most people are not doing energizing, they're doing calisthenics. And the total difference of any other exercise, you lift weight, you are losing energy. You, whatever you do, you lose energy. Here, you are pumping energy because you are here. You are closing your eyes, and from this point come life-tronic energy and God of the Christ intelligence, which has the power to rebuild your body and remove psychological knots in your subconscious mind. If you are concentrated here, you are working with electricity, the what the masters call the animal force in the spiritual world, half conscious. But here you are dealing with cosmic energy, pure. Therefore, all the exercise, except when you rotate like that, your legs, you are closed eyes. So he said, if you practice them, first you train yourself with low, then medium, then high tension. By doing this, even that you are unaware of it, you are controlling millions of volts of energy. Oh, you say, come on now, I don't feel nothing. Of course, we are so gross. We are so gross in those physical form, we are unable to feel the very fine energy flowing in us. This problem of healing, youth, beauty, vitality, is solved not so much by proper diet, exercise and sunshine, by the contact, by direct contact of cosmic energy. This method of tension and relaxation allows the energy to heal any disease. And they finally convinced our guru, the monks, to go and see the movie called When the Earth Stood Still. So the master said, he laughed because when he was looking at the screen, he saw the whole universe. But in that, the Earth Stood Still, a science fiction story, there is the man who came from outer space, is shot by the CIA, and is dying. Then a robot comes, put it on the table, and with cosmic energy, give him back life. So the monk said, Master, are they going to do such a thing? He said, yes, there will. Such a power of the mind, a power which we have within ourselves, it's pathetic. If only we could be educated from youth, from childhood, of the inner power within with ourselves. The whole world worship weaknesses instead to worship strength. And I don't mean the strength to destroy. So those energizing, and as he spoke of the energizing, he briefly mentioned the Hongso technique. He said, is it the same thing when you practice your Hongso technique? If you think that you are just practicing relaxation technique to attain peace of mind, you are very mistaken. The moment you attain even a little calmness of breath, the lid, he said, the lid is open, and trillions of currents of energy fill you from the ether. It electrifies every cell. For the purpose of burning seeds of lurking and chronic disease of the body, a charging exercise will operate directly upon the cells. So we have scientific healing affirmation, will put you in touch with that source, with your mind. You have the energizing, which you learn consciously to recharge yourself with cosmic energy, because he said, very, very, very important point of the energizing, and I'm certain not one of you knows it. He said, awaken in yourself a deep, reverential, inspirational consciousness that you are trying to contact the omnipotent cosmic spiritual energy vitalizing your body. You are opening yourself to be embraced by God as cosmic energy. So he's asking you to do it with great devotion. Did you know it? Any one of you? That those techniques have to be done with devotion and love. In fact, all those techniques have to be done that way. He says, this cosmic energy balance and harmonizes the currents of millions of specks of energy which magnetize ourselves. It is endowed of Christ's intelligence. It gradually destroys all evil forces or entities who stubbornly reside in the brain cells itself. Now, it was true for 2400 years in the Kali Yuga. The evil forces were allowed to be implanted into your brain. But in Dwapara Yuga, since 1898, they cannot go into your brain unless you invite them. And how do you invite them? By turning those horror movies. Or any kind of anything we deal with evil, remember what the Master say, evil is anything which stands between your soul and God and prevent you to feel that blissful feeling which you are seeking desperately through your five senses. Millions of people are taking morphine and cocaine and marijuana to try to feel the bliss of the soul. Their idea is correct, but what they are using for is wrong. We all want to feel better than we are feeling. Therefore, it is an important point which differentiates the energizing from pure mechanical method, which attunes itself only to the instinctive, semi-intelligent and electricity, instead of the all-powerful lifetronic energy, which is fully endowed of Christ's intelligence. Now, during the convocation, if you have never seen them, in August in the Biltmore Hotel, last year, I don't know if you remember, last year we demonstrated every single exercise, one by one. That's more than an hour and a half, something which takes only 20 minutes. We explain you every exercise to do it properly. You can come to the convocation this year. I do not have the time to go through the benefit of the Om technique. The Om technique is the same thing, that you know, service cosmic energy. And the Master says here, so the human, though the human body developed from germ cells, imagine when we are born of two cells. They are germ cells from the ovum and the spermatozoon of your father. Therefore, how is it possible that our body cannot be produced perfectly? Because the soul enters at that moment, and what second the soul enters and can organize the body in perfect shape. What actually happened? How do we get in contact with the genetic code of our parents? He said, though the human body developed from germ cells, subconscious fixed designers or biochemical fixation slowly transform these germ cells into somatic cells, which make up the specialized organ and limbs of the human body. In other words, once the germ cell lost its power to recreate any part of the body and became somatic cell, the cell became governed by specialized organic designer. Look, Every cell of our body has inside 50,000 genes which could reproduce any part of your body which is missing. Why can't we? Because we have lost the power. There is not enough energy in those cells. We cannot clone any part of our body. We have to regain the power of germ cells within ourselves. So I say the scientific use of the life force for healing can be affected unfailingly on the development and strengthening of the willpower and life force. Neither medicine nor any other material agency are managed to control or obtain control over the electronic vibratory force to recreate the body cells. Organic and chronic disease can be dealt with successfully through divinely charged with willpower and life force, which alone is almighty creators and rebuilder of all new or decayed body tissues. In other words, that's as the Master say, the only salvation of mankind, willpower. He said, it can recreate the bone marrows, the nerve, the brain, the tissues, everything in the body is directly materialized out of the divinely charged willpower and life force, which alone are almighty creators and rebuilders. So, unless you learn to practice your energizing twice a day, every single day, you will not have enough frequency of energy to heal yourself quickly when you are seriously sick. Like I was last week, 11. That's more serious than I told you. And it takes a lot of energy to fight infection. So here, he speaks of a higher technique in which you begin to charge your body with cosmic energy. When you put your attention at the point between the eyebrows, you are not aware of what's happening to you. He said, as soon as your mind goes to the Christ or heart center, God provided you with your own high voltage, and no evil spirit can get beyond it unless you invite it. The consciousness of most people remain the three lowest centers of life and consciousness, the lumbar, sacral, and coccygeal center. The subconscious mind works through these three centers. So here lies the trap. Here is the subconscious mind. Here's the superconsciousness. And here's God. Therefore, no matter what you believe in, no matter how you justify whatever you do, as long as you are living with your five senses limitation, you are controlled by the subconscious mind. Therefore, you receive Kriya Yoga. The technique of Kriya Yoga, the very purpose is to drag you from the lower part of the spine into the spiritual life. He said here, in sleep, the body life retires into the fire of the spinal centers. This is an unconscious performance of the fire ceremony by which the sleeper is made to unite his life currents with the superior current in the spine. He thus unknowingly moves toward the cosmic energy which sustains all life. By life control technique, the yogi consciously retires his life currents from bodily muscle and from the heart into the spine. He saturates and feeds all his bodily cells with this undecaying light and keeps them in a magnetized state. I'm describing what Kriya does to you. This practice makes the body healthful, filled with divine life. And as the yogi realizes that the body too is the shadow of the infinite energy and can be transmuted into it. This is the astral ways of filling the bodily cells, superseding the lower method of using physical food and oxygen. By the astral method, the body can remain magnetized or in a suspended state, registering no decay. This is what our future astronauts will use. In fact, the Russians are making great efforts in the science of yoga so that they can use the astronaut to beat us. So, that's not the right motivation, but they may prove to the world that those techniques work. Certain yogis can keep their body indefinitely. My Supreme Master Babaji has a young body preserved for many centuries through the system of astral filling. And so is Swami Trelanga. Trelanga Swami, who is 300 pounds, who come walking in Benares, materializing from time to time, completely naked, never drink or eat, and yet is 300 pounds. Teresa Neumann, another great man and woman of God. To use food to replace decayed material in the body involves constant change in the physical cells, which ultimately give up the limited power of absorbing food, deteriorate, and die. You want to live longer? Start to fast one day a week. It's 52 days a year you are not eating and allowing your body to clean up. And the master say, if you take orange juice, unless you have hypoglycemia, it will scrub every cell of your body. So, unless you fast and begin to clean up your body cells, they cannot be receptive to astral energy. By the astral way, the yogis perform the astral fire ceremony, feeding his cell with immortal fire. Such a yogi becomes free from sins of the body laws of actions, karma, that govern mortal beings. The yogi can register even immortality in the body, in his body, by transmuting itself into energy. Certain yogis like Elijah and Kabir converted their bodies into astral currents and merged them into the cosmic light without having experienced the ordinary phenomena of death. Therefore, what I have told you today, that to be able to attune with God unlimited energy,